Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Come back!
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 3. This is Sports Rage. Tony Finn kicking with us just for a couple more moments. Ian Cameron's going to join us in Level 3 as well. So, Tony, I mentioned the CFL game tomorrow. The game is on the CBS Sports Network. This is the game of the week in the CFL. The BC Lions and the Toronto Argonauts, they're a combined 5-0 on the season. BC have played tougher competition to start the season. They've actually played like a couple of tough games, including beating the best team in the league in the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. BC have been dominant, bro. They're giving up like 21 points in three games. Their defense hasn't given up a touchdown in three games. They go on the road to Toronto, who don't really have a distinct home field advantage in a city that has Major League Baseball and NBA basketball and everything. The Argos, they draw, but not like some of the other teams in the league do. I like the BC Lions if you're looking for some action tomorrow, Tony. BC gets it done tomorrow night, Monday night, 7 o'clock Eastern.
Quick question for you. You know, I like to follow the Canadian Football League. I don't play much of them, but here's the deal. If you're in Canada, I'm in the States. You know, I can't get like a live play-by-play scoreboard on Canadian football here.
Well, yeah, there's a website, Tony.
Not even on CBS Sports, which I don't understand.
Go to CFL. Go to the CFL website, even though their website sucks.
There's something I needed to do. It wouldn't accept me. It wouldn't take me from, I don't know what it was, but I had to be maybe a member or something. But I'm going to check into it because I like working and watching one of those live scoreboards sometimes. Maybe not the game, but on a live scoreboard, I kind of follow it. You get a feel for a team a little bit.
Well, it used to be on ESPN Plus. Every game was on ESPN Plus before. Now they have like two of the four games a week on CBS type thing.
Right.
CBS Sports Network, right? But the website is, I don't know, the CFL is supposed to have some sort of app or something like that, but it sucked. Like, it sucks.
I went to one of the websites in Europe, which I think is one of the biggest outside of, Will. But and even their live, they have in-game live betting. They would not give you, they could not give you the game like they do on other, on USFL or anything else. It was just weird. So I didn't investigate much further. But I'm going to
send. We'll send you some links, Tony, to figure it out.
Right on. I'm supposed to know these things, you know. I should know these things. So you're going to get mad at me because we don't have much time. So let's go on.
Well, like I said, tomorrow's game's on CBS Sports Network, so you won't have a problem seeing it.
Yeah. I'll watch that for certain. You know, I like Canadian football a lot. I find it intriguing. I find it different. I find it you know, I love the 50-yard end zones. I'm exaggerating, obviously, and I like the
The end zones are big.
And the 100-yard wide fields too.
And the three downs. Don't forget about the three downs.
No, I mean two downs. It's two downs and a punt. Damn it!
I haven't been to a CFL game this year. I like to get to. We get out to everything. We've had a busy month, right? We're at the Dodgers, Yankees. We were at the Grand Prix in Montreal, UFC in Vancouver. UFC in Vancouver, we're going to have the race in Vegas, Tony. We'll see you. We'll see you then. Although I'll be in Vegas before that because I got to enter all those contests.
You know we talked about going to a Dodgers game. Well, it was funny because after you and I talked about that show, then we get this long story short. I got invited to a road trip. A bus, a drink.
All right, hold on.
To a Dodger.
All right, let's roll. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. The pits, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bus, and everybody else in between. We've got the great Tony Finn just for a couple of more moments. So let's lay it down and win. Rat style. Lay it down. Lay it down. All right, let's lay it down. Let's do this thing. Tony, what do you like the most and the best about Monday's baseball card?
Well, it's funny that you brought up what I like the most, and it is Garrett Anderson. It is absolutely Braxton Garrett, and I like the price. Now, I've been waiting for the books to put up San Diego. I'm real big fan of Snell, although he disappointed us last time because they couldn't score for him. He still pitched pretty well, Pittsburgh, but he's a different pitcher right now. He can pitch away from home. He's not walking as many. I really like Snell. And I saw an early line. I thought it was $1.75. And that would be acceptable. I would probably have to pay some alternative lines because I don't like laying $1.75. But San Diego tomorrow with Snell, I like him. Miami, Braxton Garrett, I like him. Like him a lot. And the final game, the third game I'd give you would be, I'm probably going to play Martin Perez over Javier. And we talked about that a little too. And I'm telling you right now, I'm quite comfortable playing against Javier. And I would have not said that, in middle of April. No way.
Tony Finn kicking it with us. You're right. Blake Snell has been money. And it's strange, isn't it, with some of these games off the board right now, specifically to the Dodgers and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Mitch Keller has been named an all-star. Dodgers are back home. Remember last year, the Pirates messed the Dodgers up when Los Angeles went to Pittsburgh, too. It's not automatic, like right now. Like what you were saying earlier, you can't just assume the Dodgers are going to win every series. That was disappointing this weekend against Kansas City. Listen, losing once, fine, but you got to take two of three. How do you think they bounce back tomorrow?
I as much as I complain and whine, I like the Dodgers tomorrow.
The last seven times the LA Dodgers and Pittsburgh Pirates have played, the Bucks have won six of them. Tony, it's always a pleasure, my man. We'll catch up with you later in the week.
I love you guys. Thank you.
This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
And more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sunday, bloody Sunday. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe over at SiriusXM Channel 159 of the Sports Grid Radio Networks. Let's do this thing. Let's bring in Ian Cameron, AK Bub Bandle. There's a lot of stuff to break down, including the USFL Championship as the Birmingham Stallions go back to back and win the USFL Championship game once again, led by Alex Magoo. Always a pleasure, Papano. Thanks for joining us. How you doing tonight?
Doing good. Yeah. Congrats to the Birmingham Stallions. I mean, just start to finish, they were the team to beat. They were the best team in this league. You could argue maybe defensively the yardage numbers, maybe not as good as the team they beat in the championship game. But all that matters is, you know, they got stops when they needed it. They got turnovers when they needed it. They had the red zone defense was terrific all season, and their offense was more than good enough to make up for any defensive shortcomings. It was the best offense in the USFL. Alex Magoo, MVP for a very good reason. Deion Kane, an outstanding receiver, a couple of great receivers. Davis is outstanding too. Sternberger. I mean, they're just loaded, and they showed it all season. And look, I give Pittsburgh some credit, Gabe, because Pittsburgh made them work for what everything Birmingham got in that game. It certainly wasn't easy early in that football game for Birmingham, but once they got that offense revved up, it was just difficult to stop them, and pretty much every USFL opponent that Birmingham played this year figured that out.
Yeah, there are not a lot of locks in sports betting. Every lock has a key, I guess, besides Red Bull winning all the time. Every lock has a key, but this was pretty much as stone cold of a lock it was going to get with the Baltimore Stallions on Saturday night. And
you know, now Alex Magoo, no doubt, he's going to get a crack in the National Football League. Now, is he going to be a starter in the NFL? Probably not, unless he ends up in, you know, on a team. Arizona would be a perfect spot for him. There's talk about the Raiders. There's talk about the Chicago Bears. But at least Kyler Murray is going to be injured for most of this year. But in a weekend, Babano, in which, if you look, the CFL, they were tricky games in the CFL, right? You know, you had terrible teams playing against each other in Edmonton and Ottawa. That was a tricky game. And then last night, you had Winnipeg and Montreal. And, you know, it was heavy rains. There was a multiple-hour delay. That was a strange football game. This was the one stone cold lock of the weekend. Weather wasn't a factor, and Birmingham were just too much for the Maulers. But like you said, the Maulers came out strong early in the football game. They battled, but offensively, they're just not good enough, right? It was going to catch up to them, and Birmingham are just that good, bro. I mean, you know what's amazing too? They're the first team to win back-to-back championships in any league, actually, since the Golden State Warriors in 2017 and 18. It's pretty crazy to think about. I don't care what league it is. It's an accomplishment to go back to back like they did.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting, too, because let's say Alex Magoo is absolutely going to be with an NFL team in a training camp in a few weeks. There's no question. But let's say he makes an NFL team, you know, and all of a sudden there's very much significant doubt of his return to a USFL team next year, specifically Birmingham. Is Birmingham going to be able to put together the kind of third season in the USFL without Alex Magoo at quarterback? That ends up being the big question, because he was such a enormous – the quarterback is so important in this sport in any league, don't get me wrong, but he was just that integral and that spectacular to what made Birmingham click, what made Birmingham go, you know, all season long. So I'm fascinated to see what a Birmingham team minus Alex Magoo would look like next year.
You know what's crazy, though? He wasn't even the original starter there.
Yeah.
Right. He wasn't even the original starter, and he became the starter, and he ran with it once he was. It's a good point.
I still think they'd be a contender, because I think Skip Holtz is running a good operation there, and they don't take as many penalties. They're very well they're disciplined. They got a good game plan every game. They don't look like they're not prepared at any game. So I still think they're going to be a tough out next year, but maybe not nearly as good without Magoo.
No, they're going to lose. They're going to lose more guys this time than last time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so they pretty much had the same team that won last year.
Yeah.
Now they won't.
Don't forget, Deion Kane played at Clemson, you know, a pretty damn good college. So, you know, his performance, that catch he made, that was a contested catch. That was three defenders around him. And he somehow made that catch in the end zone. And it was a great reception. He's going to get some attention, I would think, too.
Oh, the USFL, there's some good football players in the league. There's some, you know, there was pretty good quality of football that was played. It was interesting. They pretty much had the exact same television numbers as the XFL did. And Daryl Johnson, who is a USFL executive, was kind of surprised by that, because he feels like and he thinks that the product is so much better with the USFL than the XFL. But that's debatable. They're different, right? They're different leagues. But the fact of the matter is, there's the same amount of people are going to watch these leagues, right? It just is what it is. There's like a million degenerates in America.
You get the bettors and the real, real hardcore football fans. That's what you're going to get.
Which is basically about a million people, like, on a good day. You know what I'm saying? It's a million people on a good day. And that's a good point. Like, how many people do you think are watching an XFL game or watching a USFL game have money on it?
Yeah.
Like you know, the NFL, everybody bets on the NFL, but at least the NFL, there are fans, you know what I mean, that don't have money on it.
Oh, you've got a ton of casual football fans, but they're huge NFL fans, right?
Yeah. Like, and you know what I mean? There's some people, though, I just love the Cleveland Browns. They don't bet. They've been going to Brown, whatever. You know what I mean? They're football fans. But if you're watching a USFL or an XFL game, you probably have money on it. So basically, I think everybody that's watching the game has money on the game, which is about, I don't know, 600,000 people, 500,000 people, 700,000 people on a good night, et cetera. And another thing, too, with Birmingham, they're one of the few teams, kind of the only team, that has a home field, right? Like, Michigan played in Michigan, but they didn't really draw. Birmingham draws. I mean, you saw today they had a parade and people were on the street and stuff. Like, so they're actually embraced by playing there. It's too bad the season's over, but now we've got CFL football, a battle that takes center stage before NFL preseason starts and then college football starts.
I know. It's like this is now a new era for football fans and football bettors, Gabe, where as long as you're interested and you're handicapping and you're betting USFL and you're betting XFL as well, you know, in those spring months, you now don't have a period at all during the year where you're without football at some point. There's no period anymore where you're, oh, there's no football at all. anymore to bet on, to watch. No, not anymore. Not in North America.
No, it's year-round, yeah.
Year-round, you got something now. You got CFL June to November. You've got NFL September to February. College football September to January. And then when NFL ends in February, you get XFL starting right in February, right after the Super Bowl till April. And then USFL starts in April. So year-round, there's football every single month.
Yeah, college football is now just 54 days away, rapidly approaching the college football campaign. So CFL football takes center stage right now, but we're cruising along in the Canadian Football League. And updated futures right now in the CFL. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers are favorite still at plus 190. The BC Lions, and we'll get into the Lions in the Argonaut game, on the other side with Babano. The BC Lions plus 275. The Toronto Argonauts, defending champions, are plus 310 right now. Saskatchewan Rough Riders are 8-1. The Alouettes are 9-1. The Hamilton Tiger Cats are 14-1. Calgary Stampeders, 14-1. Ottawa Red Blacks, 20-1. And the Edmonton Elks might as well be 1,000,000-1, but they're actually 80-1. And that's unbelievable to be 80-1 in a 19 league. Like, that's, I don't think I've ever seen that, actually. I got to be honest, like, it's off the top of my head, like this early in the season, I should say. Like, late in the season, sure, but this early to be 80-1. But similar to the USFL and the XFL, we saw, guys, yeah, the Arlington Renegades were preseason favorites, but they kind of sucked during the year. They went 4-6 in the regular season, and they made it to the championship game, and they won. And at one point, Babano, they were 14-1. They opened up at like plus 400, but it dropped to 14-1 at one point during the season. The Pittsburgh Maulers in the USFL, they were terrible for most earlier in the year. They put it together. They went on a hot streak. They make it to the final. And same thing. They were big. They were 20-1 at one point. And that affords people to do a hedge. So I always tell people when betting CFL futures, it's not crazy, bro. Like, your Hamilton Tiger Cats, actually. Right, the season's far from over. You're getting 14-1. They can make the title game, man. Like, it's a long season, and you only got to win a couple of games to get to the championship.
You know, that's absolutely true. It's funny because I've taken my big three futures that I placed preseason were, obviously, I had to take my Ticats. I thought they'd be better than this, and they're hosting the Grey Cup. There's motivation and incentive to get there. Calgary.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
I took them as a futures bet, but my number one future, and that's the one that's looking the best right now, is BC. You know, at plus 550 is what I bet preseason before with the Lions to win the Grey Cup. And they've certainly looked the part so far.
Yeah, but now if you've got BC, exactly, that's a nice number, but you want to back that up by somehow getting Hamilton in there at a 14-1, right? Or I don't think Montreal will get there at 9-1. I would say it's going to be Hamilton and Toronto, but we'll hit this on the other side with Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, the late-night anchor, Max McGrath. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Brunson, the pitch, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bustler, and everybody else in between, including Ian Cameron, kicking with us, AK Babano. So, Babano, we went over the CFL futures, and it was, you know, kind of a weird week this week in the CFL with only three games. Next week, they get back on track with a better, better slate of games. You know, the matchups are interesting. It was a weird week this week. I mean, come on, man. You had Ottawa and Edmonton playing, but we can get to that in a couple of minutes. But let's get to the BC Lions and the Toronto Argonauts, a battle of unbeatens in the Canadian Football League. Should be a fun football game. BC have just absolutely murdered and destroyed everybody that they played. Their defense, you know, has been unbelievable. Their offense is incredibly efficient, right? And I think their offense can score more, Babano, if they had to, but they're winning convincingly all the time. So they just sort of go into, let's just run the clock out mode all the time. What's really impressive about BC, which people didn't see coming, was their defensive line and the havoc that they cause. They've just terrorized quarterbacks all year long. Yeah, Chad Kelly is one of the more mobile quarterbacks in the CFL. And in fact, if not the most, probably the best runner, actually, out of all the quarterbacks in the CFL. That's going to be an interesting dynamic to see the BC line, defensive line, and if the Argo O-line can hold up. But I'm expecting Chad Kelly to be running for his life quite a bit tomorrow. And for those of you out there, not all books have CFL player props. All books have CFL lines. Not everybody has player props, but if they do, I think Chad Kelly's rushing yards could be worth a look. Even though I like BC in the game, Babano, I think Chad Kelly's going to be running for his life tomorrow, and he's pretty good at it.
He is, and he's shown that in the first two games against Hamilton and Edmonton. Now, granted, this is a huge step up in class for the Toronto Argonauts, and this is, reminds me of the Montreal-Winnipeg game on Saturday night, where I wasn't buying Montreal as a good team yet, you know, despite the 2-0 start. And they kind of, I don't want to say got exposed, but I figured they'd have trouble with Winnipeg. They had trouble with Winnipeg.
No, I get that. But Toronto are better than Montreal, Babano. Like, I wouldn't equate the two of them.
I do. I agree with that. This is different. That being said, the thing that is the same is the weak strength of schedule that the Argos have faced, much like the Alouettes.
Yeah.
Edmonton and Hamilton, who are a combined 0-6 now in the season. Hamilton's 0-7 now, because Edmonton's 0-4, Hamilton's 0-3. So when you look at that combination, those are the two opponents for the Argos. And I think that's part of the reason why BC's taken a lot of money. They've looked extremely impressive. That was incredible what they did in Winnipeg, not only to beat the Bombers and dominate in the trenches and dominate on the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, but to go in there and just smack them around. Like, it wasn't even a competitive game in the fourth quarter in Winnipeg, a team that was 16-1 on their home field entering that game against BC. That tells you how dominant and impressive it was. And to make things even more exciting for BC, the prospects of what could be to come for this team, is they haven't even had their full receiving core on the field yet this season. Now, they will not have Lucky Whitehead, who re-aggravated an ankle injury last week in practice, but they get Dominique Rimes, who missed the game against Winnipeg. He'll be back. And Keon Hatcher, who hasn't even played a game yet for BC at receiver, who's a terrific receiver for them, hasn't played a game yet this year. He'll make a season debut against Toronto. So, yeah, they lose Whitehead, but they get two of their best receivers back in Rimes and Keon Hatcher. Not to mention Javon Katoy is very capable catching the football. He had a good game against Winnipeg last week. And Phillips, he had a terrific outstanding performance. Or Hollins, I should say. He had a terrific performance against Winnipeg last week. So they're still loaded at receiver. You know, Mizell, we'll have to see if he plays. I think he's going to give it a go at running back. The O-line's been very solid. Pro Football Focus has ranked them the best O-line in the league in two of the three games they've played. And the defensive front, we all saw what they did against Winnipeg's offensive line, which, by the way, Gabe, looks even more impressive, because Winnipeg's offensive line looked the way it's been most of the last few years once again against Montreal, where they're running the ball and they're blowing people off the line of scrimmage and they're protecting well for Kolaros. They were able to get back to the O-line performance we're used to with Winnipeg against Montreal. And yet that unit got whipped, absolutely whipped start to finish by BC last week. So even more impressive with what the Lions did. I'm not stepping in front of the Lions, Gabe. I mentioned that with you on the Wednesday show, that I just have no interest, especially when it was at a pick'em early in the week, to bet against this BC team. I think they're the best team in the league right now. I was definitely excited about laying less than a field goal with them. I know the numbers climbed 3, 3.5, but you know, you could argue, yeah, take Toronto now because you're getting the best of the number and maybe there's some value on them, but I'm still not interested fading BC. It's the BC Lions for me to win this game. I think they get it done, and I don't buy into the letdown spot either. They've had more than enough time after the win against Winnipeg, and this is the defending champs. They've had enough time to travel, get to Toronto, long time between games. It's not like you're traveling west to east, short week, you know, few days between games. No, there's a lot of time between games, lots of time to get practice in and get Rimes and Hatcher integrated with the offense, so I'm not worried about that. I just think BC will end up getting it done.
BC Lions -3 right now, total 47.5, 7 o'clock Eastern time, Monday night, CBS Sports Network and TSN and RDS Television will be broadcasting the football game. All right, Babano, so hard to believe, man, that we're already into week 5. Like I said, these man, the season, man, time just flies by from the XFL, the USFL, already into week 5 of the CFL, even though the CFL season is a very long one, guys. They play 18 games, and we're talking about 21 weeks here. So Edmonton and Saskatchewan play on Thursday. Like I said, we got a full slate of games. I actually like what they're doing this year. This week there was only three games, but I like what they do with the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, in which they just have one game a day. So Edmonton and Saskatchewan, Thursday night football. Man, Edmonton, they're terrible at home. Now they're just terrible everywhere, bro. They're a bad football team. They take Cornelius out. Daigie was even worse, bro. Like, it was just terrible. And I get it, in which you don't want to start going back and forth, but it was pretty clear that a quarterback change that needed to be made, like, wasn't in that football game against Ottawa. And I'll give credit to Tyree Adams, man. He runs the RPO pretty nicely. He doesn't make mistakes. He's pretty crisp with his passes. I know Masoli's coming back soon, but Tyree Adams, that was impressive. But I got to tell you, man, Edmonton are freaking terrible, bro. Like, they're just an awful football team.
No, they are. They are. And I've almost got to ask Chris Jones, like, you had an opportunity after that awful shutout loss to BC to make a quarterback change, but you said, no, Cornelius is our guy. We got to coach him up. And I remember his quote, we got to coach him up better. We got to get him his confidence back again. And sure enough, he actually goes to the Toronto game and has a great first drive where they get that 7-0 lead. And I don't think he was awful in the first half. He kind of cooled off again in the second quarter, but at halftime of that Toronto game, you make the change. And that's when you go to Jarrett Daigie. And then, of course, by that time, then Toronto took care of the game and they ran away with it in the second half. And then you decide to make the official change to give him his first start when you've got 3 days between games, minus the 1 day of travel, from a Sunday night game at home to Toronto to a Friday game on the road in Ottawa. And that's your week to make this change. How do you expect it to work out, Chris Jones? And it was the disaster we all thought it could be. You know, it was just a short week for this guy that's barely been with this team for, you know, this is his first year with a CFL roster. And Daigie had some nice glimpses at West Virginia and when he played at Troy in college football, but it's different in the CFL. And you're throwing him in there on a short week with minimal practice time and travel on the road, and that's the decision you make to put him in there for his first start. I didn't think it was going to work out well. I was on Ottawa. It's been a nice week for me so far with the sides. I was on Ottawa and Winnipeg the first two games. I just said this is a disaster waiting to happen, and it was. I don't want any part of Edmonton. And you got Saskatchewan off a bye week here, too, rested after the big win against Calgary in overtime. That being said, they didn't get healthier. It's surprising that I'm looking at Saskatchewan's injury report. They were banged up going into the Calgary game. Now, they did still win, but they don't have a lot of guys returning. So I'm surprised by that, even coming off a bye week. But I'd still got to lean Riders or nothing. I don't think I could take a shot with Edmonton. They're in total disarray right now.
The Riders remind me of the Alouettes, except they might be better. But just in the sense that I don't know how good they are really, but I'm going to tip my cap to them. They're 2-1. That was a nice win against Calgary, actually. And yep, they've got Morrow's a really good running back. He's a bruiser. And their offensive line is pretty nasty and stuff. So I know, like, even listen, Rough Rider.
But Harris is working to get the ball out quickly. And that's made all the difference in the world because that old line's still a work in progress.
But he is who he is, Harris. He's okay. But the thing with Saskatchewan, nobody thought they were going to be good. Their own fans kind of are down on them and think they suck now. They don't get as many fans as they do, but they're battling, right? I mean, well, you're 2-1. You are what your record says you are. It's early in the season, but no reason why they don't win this football game. And actually, you're suddenly 3-1, so you might not be great, but hey, you're 3-1. So we've got about a minute and a half left here. Calgary and Winnipeg, Friday night football, interesting football game there. Then we got Ottawa and Hamilton, but bad. The Hamilton Tiger Cats gunning for their first win, and we've seen teams look good coming off the bye. Hamilton have had time to prepare for the Ottawa Red Blacks right now. And then the Montreal Alouettes play the BC Lions Sunday night football next Sunday night.
So I was on Winnipeg. I really like them short road favorites against Montreal, thinking Montreal not good as good as that 2-0 record indicated. Winnipeg off the loss to BC, they'd be coming out ready to play football, and they were just dominant much of the game. 17-3 was flattering to Montreal because if not for turnovers and miscues, Winnipeg would add more points on the board in that rain delayed game. But as much as I enjoyed cashing with Winnipeg last week, I'd be tempted by Calgary here because they're going to get a decent amount of points. They're off a bye week. Winnipeg is home favorites now. They're going to be laying a big number. People are going to be excited about the Bombers again. And they still offensively missed some plays. They left some plays out there that left Montreal hanging around in a game they shouldn't have been hanging around in because they got dominated. And yet Winnipeg just couldn't finish drives. They turned it over. They missed some field goals. And, you know, if you're going to be laying big points against a rested Calgary team, and you mentioned the teams off the bye have been doing well, look at Ottawa against Edmonton. I might look at Calgary as a dog there. Same thing with Hamilton. It's ugly. You got to hold your nose. But Hamilton off a bye, if they're ever going to get their act together, You would think it's going to be home off a bye against Ottawa. Now got to go on the road after winning their first home game to snap that 13-game home losing. So can we see?
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boda Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.
Tyree Adams play well again for a second straight game, first time on the road. We'll see if he can do it. And then Montreal, BC. Like I said, I don't want to go against BC. I ain't going against BC. So I have a hard time in initial gut reaction making a case for Montreal in that game next Sunday.
We'll break it down on Wednesday night. Ian Cameron, AK Babano. Babano, it's always a pleasure. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the bullpen, Derek.
Hello.
Hi. Derek, this indoor soccer is a new sport. Could you tell us something about it?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. It's soccer played indoors, like in a hockey rink. Sort of soccer hockey.
Boy, that's an interesting combination. What are the rules?
I don't know, really. I don't care.
I see. How does your team look?
Mostly Venezuelan.
Great.
Let's roll. Level 3 continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morency. Thanks to Ian Cameron for kicking at us. We'll get back to the BC-Toronto game before we're done. I brought up earlier that since 2010, there have been 15 teams in the National Football League that finished in last place in their division and won their division the following year. That's quite a track record. We went over the teams earlier. If you're thinking, no, there's not 15. We actually went over them all earlier. So I do believe it's going to happen, right? That the NFL is the king of worst to first. It really is. So I wanted to take a look and see, all right, who's the most likely team to go from worst to first? And we had Mo Khan on earlier. He said he thinks the Atlanta Falcons. Now, that division is a little bit strange because you had three teams that went 7-10, and you had one team that went 8-9 last year. But let's go over the odds of all the teams that finished in last place in their respective divisions last year. And let's start off in the AFC East, where the team that is being talked about the most in the offseason right now, the New York Jets, they were the last place team. Right. And I think, listen, the Buffalo Bills are a very good football team. They can't win in the playoffs, but they win in the regular season all the time. And I don't think that this year will be any different. I think the Bills are a 12 or 13 win football team again. Will they win in the playoffs? I don't know. History says no. The Miami Dolphins were 9-8 last year. The Dolphins are stacked. If Tua stays healthy, which is a big if, The Dolphins are a dangerous football team. Obviously, the Jets have, you know, they had an awesome draft last year. They've got a ton of talent, and now they bring in Aaron Rodgers. So just for the record, the Jets were the last place team. The Jets right now at FanDuel to win the AFC East, plus 250. The Buffalo Bills are plus 130. The Dolphins are plus 290. The Patriots are plus 750. Some people think maybe some people are sleeping on the Patriots. I don't know. I don't expect. I don't think the Patriots are terrible. I think they're an average football team. So just for the record, the Jets were the last place team. They're plus 250. Now, if a couple of these hit or one of them hits, we could get our money back, right? We don't have to play all eight divisions because I don't think Arizona are winning a division this year. Right, there's certain teams where it's like, yeah, they're not going to go from worst to first. But in the AFC North, the Cleveland Browns were the last place team last year. Now, this is a tough division, but on paper, the Cleveland Browns are a very good football team. They will have Deshaun Watson for the entire season as their quarterback. I've never been a big Kevin Stefanski fan. He seems to blame the quarterback. It's everybody's fault all the time except his. So, in other words, like, I don't know what you need Patrick Mahomes to win. But as I stated, having Deshaun Watson for the full season, full training camp, like a couple of games under his belt as a Cleveland Brown already right now, they're going to be better than 7-10. Like, we hammered their win total to the under last year. But they're going to be better than a 7-10 football team. So they were the last place team last year. And they, to win the AFC North, are plus 390. The last place team in the AFC South last year were the Houston Texans. They're 8-1 to win the division. Now, remember, the Jacksonville Jaguars not only were the worst team in their division the year before, they were the worst team in the NFL. They had the freaking number one draft pick. Right? So, like, this worst to first stuff is real. You can go from, like, being the worst team in the league to suddenly winning your division. I think the Houston Texans are a team that's going to be a playoff team in the not-too-distant future. They've done really well drafting. I think they are going in the right direction. It's a manageable division. The Colts are rebuilding right now. The Titans are rebuilding. Suddenly the Jags are the team to beat. I do think Houston can go over their win total this year, but I'm not ready to say I think they're going to win the division. They, you know what? Like I said, I think Houston are going to be a lot better than people think they're going to be. But winning a division might be a little bit ambitious, but it is 8-1. Now, this next division is interesting because the worst team in the league in the division were the Denver Broncos. But there's no way in hell the Broncos are going to be a 5-12 football team this year. I think the Broncos are going to really flip the script. I expect the Broncos to be good. Sean Payton worked with an older and less athletic Drew Brees than Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson's not that old. I don't think we can overestimate just how much of an idiot Nate Hackett actually is and how unqualified he was to be a head coach. The problem is you got a Kansas City Chiefs in the division. Everybody's got all the Chargers this, the Chargers that, but we're just talking about last place teams, like going from worst to first. If you're just joining us since 2010, there's been 15 teams, man, to go from worst to first. Win, you know, worst in their division, last place to first place. So Denver were the last place team last year. Denver pay plus 550 to win the division. Plus 550. The Kansas City Chiefs are minus 160. The Chargers are 3-1. The Raiders are 12-1. The Washington Commanders were the last place team, and I don't think it's going to be any different this year, to be honest. This is one case where they're going to go from worse to worse. Right? Worse to worse. Look, Sam Howell's their quarterback. The Philadelphia Eagles' schedule is much tougher this year, and the Eagles might not rack up as gaudy numbers, but they're still good. The Dallas Cowboys are the same every year, and the New York Giants are improved. And I think the Giants will be a decent football team in its divisional mix. Washington will be the odd team out. They're not winning a division. Don't waste your money. like they say in horse racing terms, scratch, all right, throw away the ticket. Washington aren't winning the division. The Chicago Bears were the worst team in the NFC North, and, you know, I get it. There's some optimism about the Bears. I like their coach. I am a Justin Fields fan. They've improved the talent around him a little bit. Yet, it's a little ambitious to think that the Bears are going to win this division. It's pretty crazy that the Detroit Lions are the team to beat. Like, really? The Lions are plus 145 to win the division. Like, there's kind of value with everybody else, honestly. Like, are the Minnesota Vikings suddenly, like, terrible or something? Are they, you know what I mean? Are they not going to win a bunch of regular season games and lose in the playoffs like they always do? And I've said it before. I think the Green Bay Packers, actually, I think their win total at 7.5 is manageable. I don't think the Packers are going to be terrible with Jordan Love. I think their defense is good enough to win games with. So the Bears are plus 420 to win that division. They're not going to go. I don't think the Bears will win the division, though. Matthias's Atlanta Falcons is who our boy Mo Khan said. They were all 7-10. The Saints are favored to win that division. The Falcons are plus 220. The Panthers are plus 330. And the Buccaneers are 7-1. And the Arizona Cardinals, you know, the BC Lions have as good of a chance to win the NFC West this year as the Arizona Cardinals do. And the BC Lions aren't in the NFL. You're feeling your Falcons this year, Matthias, to win this division. This division is the most wide-open division in football. The Saints are the team to beat in reputation and name only. I'm not really sure how much better the Saints are than any of these other young teams in this division. It's wide open, this division. It just is wide open.
Gabe, the Falcons made some moves. They weren't quiet in the offseason. They upgraded their defense. They got some more veteran personnel in there. Calais Campbell being one of those big voices on the defensive line that I know that he's not, you know, the younger self, but at the same time, he's a big piece, in my opinion, to that defensive line and to that locker room. And they need a guy like that, Gabe. They haven't had a guy like that on the defensive ball since, right, I think, Jonathan Babineau. So, and they have a good young defense, and they have a good young secondary. I'm excited for the Falcons defense this year. And I can't remember the last time I said I'm excited about the Falcons defense. And that's me being brutally honest. And I haven't even said anything about the offense, Gabe, for crying out loud. We draft Bijan Robinson, and you hear me talking about the Falcons defense. It's a rare thing.
Yeah, you know what? I'm looking forward to seeing what Bijan Robinson brings to the table. Remember, we nailed that. We said they would draft him with the 8th pick. So you were inside the Apex this weekend, which is super cool. I've never been in there before. And I imagine in that closed environment, you really hear the contact even more. Because you hear it in an arena even with thousands of people, you still hear the contact. And it's a lot different in person when you hear somebody. You hear the crack like of a clean-landed punch or kick. What was the experience in the Apex like last night?
Oh, it was a spectacular game. From the second that I walked in, you know, there was a vibe around the building. But it's like, it's fight night, you know? And you're right. You hear everything. You could tell who's stronger than who's not. And, you know, I knew my boy Kevin Lee was in trouble the second that fight started, because Renat gave him a kick to the leg, and you heard that kick get snapped all around the Apex Center, man. You could really, really hear that leg get brutally torched in literally the first kick of the fight. And you know what? Kevin Lee was knocked out 45 seconds later. So that's the type of impact the Apex Center actually brings. You feel every shot, you feel the first shot connect, and you kind of, you know, raise your eyebrows and start to think like, oh my god, like something crazy is about to happen in the next minute. And that's what we got. You know, look at the prelims. How many knockouts did we have in the first, like, the first four fights of the prelims, man? It was just nuts. Underdogs, plus 500 dog cashes in Brenner over Kuzladev. That was just nuts. That fight was crazy. Blood everywhere. Amazing, amazing fight night. And like we said, Gabe, it was going to be a violent card. This was for the hardcore fans. And like August and me and you said last week, if you didn't know those names, you know those names now.
They always are, like you said. And we should almost just know to bet the unders on these things, because they're good at knowing who to put on TV, at least knowing that, you know, whether people know them or not, that they're going to be entertaining and it's going to be a violent fight. And, fighters with bad intentions, so to speak. So good stuff. A ton of fights coming up. We'll break it down throughout the week this week. And you know what's coming up as well? Wimbledon is here.
I'm ready, Gabe. We got a couple hours, Gabe. We got 3 hours until the first match just takes off over there in England, man. It's grass season. I'm ready. I'm excited.
The question is, can anybody beat Novak Djokovic? Is he going to win his 24th championship, Grand Slam major championship? The odds makers say yes. Minus 190, Matthias, for Novak Djokovic to win Wimbledon. Your boy Alcaraz is the second choice at plus 370, and then there's a massive drop-off to Jannik Sinner at 19-1, plus 1900. Djokovic, bro, has not lost at Wimbledon since 2017. Is Alcaraz going to knock him off? Probably not. And, you know, Djokovic has a pretty clear path to the final as well. He would actually play El Chapo. He would play...
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
How you seen, younger players? I'm not sure he loses. We'll get Matthias's tennis best bets. Pagula goes in the morning. We're off and running. Wimbledon, the late night anger match for Class SS Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ian Cameron, Mo Khan, Tony Finn. All right, we got Wimbledon. Breakfast at Wimbledon. Strawberries and cream. Let's roll. All right, I just put together a five-leg parlay right now. Everybody's pretty big favorites in the first round here. So we've got Rublev to win, John Isner to win, Felix Auger-Aliassime to win, Novak Djokovic to win, and our boy El Chapo. El Chapo. Matthias, not bad. Minus 127. That's just the men only. 5-5 team banger. It'd be pretty surprising if any of these players lost, actually.
No, I like it. If anybody is going to lose in that, my best guess it would be Isner, because Isner is known to drop the ball sometimes, and his defense is never always there, but his service is always there. But yeah, it's on grass, and John knows how to win on grass. I like that parlay, Gabe. I really do. I'll hold my breath a little bit with Isner, as you said. And you know me, I love Isner. Yeah.
I might take the over or some insurance. We always talk about it. I'm going to take the over exactly. Some insurance.
you know how many times Isner screwed me over, and you've told me, I tell you not to bet on Isner.
Yeah. I can't believe I'm putting him in, but I'm like, nah, he was not going to lose his opening match here. Like, you know,
Munar's a good clay player. You know, he's playing Munar. If they're playing on clay, I would say nah, don't pick Isner. But they're not playing on clay. They're playing on grass. And Munar hasn't had a great season. So yeah, I'm going to roll with Isner. But Isner hasn't played that much tennis in the last couple months either. So you know, it's shaky. But you know what I mean, Gabe. Take the over with Isner, and that's always.
I might just take him out. I'm starting to think I might take Isner out of the parlay. I don't want to be sitting here tomorrow. We're not on tomorrow night. I don't want to be on TV tomorrow going, I can't believe I took John Isner. What do you like? What are your best bets? Follow me on Twitter at SportsRidge. I'll post some women's picks too. What do you got?
I like Jordan Thompson tomorrow, Gabe. I think Jordan Thompson gets it done. He's been getting it done on grass. He got to the finals in his previous tournament. I think he takes down Nakashima at minus 115. It's a pick 'em right now, but I'm going to roll with Thompson. I think the last 3 weeks is going to be a good test for Wimbledon. He's ready to go.
As we stated, follow me on Twitter at SportsRage. We will not be on tomorrow night. Happy 4th of July. But if you want to check us out, we're going to have all of our best bets. We will be live from 3 to 6 Pacific, 6 to 9 Eastern, Sirius XM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio, and Television Networks. Thanks to all of our guests.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
America's Social Casino.